Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of defilement. The word defile means to make unclean or to pollute, to foul or to make impure. And we have been instructed by the Word of God that we are to cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God, according to 2 Corinthians 7:1. Ephesians 5:11 exhorts us this way, "And do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them." We live in a day and age when darkness is all around us, when there is a great pursuit of things ungodly and immoral and unclean. And there are many people who not only do not resist the immoral things of the world, but they pursue them and they teach other people to pursue them as well. And yet we've been called to keep ourselves unspotted or unstained by the world. James 1:27 says, "This is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world." This is the call of God on every single Christian's life. And yet we live in a time when many believers have much defilement in their lives. They have allowed a tremendous amount of defilement into their homes and family lives, as well as into their thought life and into their daily living. Yesterday, we talked about one of the two doors through which defilement enters. The first one, which we discussed yesterday, was the door of ignorance. Hosea 4:6 tells us that the Lord said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Many people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge or an ignorance of God's word and his principles about what it is that brings defilement into a person's life. They're just not aware. They have an ignorance. They're not aware that pursuing horoscopes or reading astrology books or listening to a psychic on TV is ungodly and is an open door for defilement or uncleanness to come into their life. And through ignorance, a Christian can allow defilement to pollute them, to bring in that unclean spirit. But more often, it is through the door of compromise that Christians are snared in this area of defilement. Compromise is when we allow a slight acquiescence to something of the world or something of the enemy of our soul, and we allow it to have a place in our life. We will say, "Oh, we don't watch ungodly television in our home," and yet a program comes on and we watch it for a few minutes. We let our children see it for a few minutes. And in that moment of compromise, there is a spirit of defilement that's attached to those unclean things. And we open the door through compromise. And then it isn't long before you're watching the whole television program. And then it isn't long before you're looking forward to seeing that program on week after week. Compromise is when we acquiesce or give into something that is not from God and we give it a place in our lives. This type of rebellion against God is very gradual, and yet it is rebellion, but it increases as you progress further into it. Spurgeon likened it to running down a hill. The ever-increasing impetus will send you down faster and faster toward destruction. He said, "Once you begin, there's no knowing where you will stop." I sometimes get this question put to me concerning worldly amusements, Spurgeon went on. "May I do so and so?" somebody will ask him. I am very sorry when anyone asks me that question because it shows that there is something wrong, or it would not be raised at all. If a person's conscience lets him say, well, I can go to A, he will very soon go on to B, C, D, E, and through all the letters of the alphabet. When Satan cannot catch us with a big sin, he will try a little one. It does not matter to him as long as he catches his fish what bait he uses. Beware of the beginning of evil, for many who wanted to go in the right direction have turned aside and perished among the dark mountains in the wide field of sin. Spurgeon's observation is very true. Satan doesn't care if you stumble over a big sin or you give in to just a little one over and over again, because those little compromises in your life will open the door to that unclean spirit, that spirit of defilement, that pollution from the world. And once that pollution gets on you, you become less aware of the polluting influences of the world. It has been said that Christians who watch television today would be shocked if 10 years ago or 20 years ago they could see into the future and see what they would be allowing to come in front of their eye gate. They would be in shock. But little compromises along the way have allowed them to take in more and more polluting influences, more and more defilement of their conscience. And when you allow your conscience to be defiled, the day comes when your conscience is no longer bothered by the things it was bothered with months or years ago. Compromise is very dangerous, but it is a very effective tool of the enemy of your soul. He just wants you to give in a little bit, just a small amount, just move over to his side a fraction of an inch. Watch that unclean television program for just a minute, and then just for 5 minutes, and just see what's going to happen next. And then just agree to go to that movie, even though you know you probably shouldn't, but it'll be all right. You'll just watch the good parts. Because compromise will take you further and further down the road of pollution, of defilement of your conscience, and then of searing of your conscience, until you are watching and doing things you never dreamed you would allow in your life before. Compromise is the greatest enemy of the Christian walk with God. We have to be aware that though we live in a very polluted age, an age that's filled with perversity, we cannot compromise God's word in our own lives or in the lives of our children. Don't agree to let your children watch things on television just because it's easier to let them sit in front of that TV or video than it is to say no to them, or because you're too tired to argue with them, or because you're giving in to the pressure of their friends. Don't allow that in your life. You'll bring defilement into your children's lives that will have long-lasting impact that goes beyond what you can see with your eyes today. Remember Ephesians 5:11. Don't participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. And also the exhortation of Romans 12, 1 and 2, where it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world. It is much easier to be conformed to this world than it is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But we're called to be transformed by the renewing of our minds with God's word. And it's through God's word poured into your spirit, through your eye gate, listening to it with your ear gate, that you will be able to fight the good fight of faith, to be sensitive to what the strategies of the enemy is in our day and age, and to be able to stand firm against the wiles of the wicked one. God does want us to live a pure life in an impure world, but you'll have to be committed to the Word of God, and you'll have to stand fast against the spirit of compromise that tugs at you every day. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying this subject of defilement and how to stay uncontaminated in a polluted world. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, friends. This is Rita again. I wanted to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the Illustrated Book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the Book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the Book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated Book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.